USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Some good economic news this morning. U.S. retail sales rose 1% in June. Consumers spent more across a wide range of goods, while inflation reached a new four-decade high. Wholesale inflation was over 11% last month. President Biden in the Middle East says he wants to still negotiate a nuclear deal with terror-sponsoring Iran.
I continue to believe that diplomacy is the best way to achieve this outcome.
Israeli Prime Minister Yair Lapid on the same stage was blunter.
Diplomacy will not stop them. The only thing that will stop Iran is knowing that if they continue to develop their nuclear program, the free world will use force.
President Trump announced the death of his ex-wife, Ivana. She died in her New York City home and may have fallen down the stairs. USA Radio News.
Attention weekend gardeners, don't let insect pests destroy your hard work. Fight back with Maggie's Farm, created by pest control professionals. Maggie's Farm plant and mineral-based products provide amazingly effective insect control, like our 3-in-1 garden spray for organic gardening. Deadly on insects, but safe to use around children and pets. Or for really hard-to-kill bugs, try our new beetle and box elder bug killer. Maggie's Farm, lethal to bugs, easy on the planet. Look for Maggie's Farm at Walmart, Menards, or at maggiesfarmproducts.com.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.
Although pleading guilty in a Russian court, proceedings continue. Brittany Griner had an Arizona doctor's prescription to use marijuana for medical purposes, and why, she explained, hashish oil was found in her carry-on luggage. Gas continues to be expensive.
Americans are growing increasingly concerned about the rise of gas prices. Senior advisor to President Joe Biden, Gene Sperling, explains on Fox News the effort President Biden is taking to keep gas prices lower.
The president is still doing the Strategic Petroleum Reserve release of 1 million a day. He's encouraging 60 million more from our peers. He is pushing refineries to open up more refinery capacity. He is pushing major gas companies to make sure that when oil prices are down, that is reflected in the pump.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
SpaceX launches a Dragon capsule from Kennedy Space Center, Florida on Thursday. It has cargo for the International Space Station. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Hong Kong stock market fell 2% as tech stocks declined, and Asian markets were mixed as China's gross domestic product missed expectations. China's GDP grew 0.4% in the second quarter, as compared with 4.8% in the first quarter. The political bias from the Department of Justice regarding harassment of Supreme Court justices and Merrick Garland's unwillingness to enforce the law led to an attempted assassination of one of the conservative justices. Republican Representative Jim Jordan on Newsmax says this blind eye by Merrick Garland is an impeachable offense.
The main thing is we gotta take our message to the American people, not get overconfident, but campaign in a confident way, win back the majority. If the country gives us the majority in the House, I think everything should be on the table. When it comes to the Attorney General, just go back to this issue. You have a statute on the book that says if protesters are at Supreme Court justices' homes trying to impact and influence a decision, that is against the law. 18 U.S.C. Section 15. And he refuses to prosecute any of these protesters, confirming something that I think is very scary. We now have one of the key agencies in the executive branch joining in the effort to intimidate a separate and equal branch of government, the judicial branch.
As the media continues their attacks on President Trump, it's business as usual for President Trump. His decision about another presidential bid, Trump said, will happen between Labor Day and the midterm elections. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.